Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Thursday, June 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some warrants in Hardy County. Anthony Richardson has a warrant for violation of probation for possession of a controlled substance and a wild or marine life violation. And Miguel Pablo Rosas has a warrant for violation of probation for fleeing or attempting to elude. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Today's Dental Network is looking for a front desk receptionist. The perfect candidate would have a strong work ethic and strong computer skills with knowledge of front desk and dental insurance. Peace River Electric is looking for a first-class line technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. A high school diploma or GED is required. Previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school or office setting is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked up. Protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 96. Intermittent clouds with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Wind south-southeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is very humid, 59%. The dew point 71. Cloud cover 65%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 18,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs around 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 60% chance of rain. Friday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain, and Friday night mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Along California's north coast, farmers face what one calls a bleak situation with low water levels in the Russian River watershed. With supplies from the river likely to be curtailed, some farmers have tried to diversify by acquiring recycled water from the city of Ukiah. Others have to fallow land or grow crops without irrigation. Ranchers must haul water to cattle and sheep after springs and reservoirs dried. Some pandemic-related changes in eating habits have begun to ease, and others appear to have endured, according to a new survey. The International Food Information Council says its annual survey shows a decrease from last year in the proportion of Americans cooking at home more than usual. But a trend toward increased online food shopping appears to have continued, especially among younger shoppers, African Americans, and parents. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and the Chinese Vice Premier held their first phone call last week discussing the importance of the trade relationship between the two countries. According to the National Pork Producers Council, Ambassador Tai discussed the guiding principles of the administration's worker-centered trade policy and her ongoing review of the U.S.-China trade relationship. The Biden administration is conducting a comprehensive review of U.S.-China trade policy, and NPPC continues to advocate for the removal of punitive duties on U.S. pork in China.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto-darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Biden administration's budget proposal for 2022 includes a sizable increase for the Agriculture Department and for climate research. Ag Information Network's Bob Larson has some of the details.
The president's budget requests more than $9 million for the Climate Change Corps within the Ag Secretary's office. It also includes more than $5 million for the Office of the Chief Scientist to support the Agricultural Advanced Research and Development Authority. The proposal also seeks another $4 million for the Economic Research Service, or ERS, to support climate science activities. And finally, another $99 million for clean energy projects under the Agricultural Research Service.
The funds would expand broadband access, encourage farmers to use cleaner energy, invest in research for farming technology, and also ensure more equitable farm programs. The budget proposal includes $5.5 million for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack called Biden's proposal historic. He said the president's budget gives USDA a new set of tools to address the urgent challenges of our time. He added that when we invest fairly and equitably in American families and communities, we lay the foundation for decades of American prosperity. The $6 trillion budget is now before Congress. The federal fiscal year begins in October.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brannard. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. A next-generation small nuclear plant will be built at a soon-to-be-retired coal-fired power plant in Wyoming. Bellevue, Washington-based Terra Power is led by Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, who's working with the electric utility Rocky Mountain Power. The effort to untangle Bernard Madoff's web of deceit lives on after his death. More than 12 years after Madoff confessed to running one of the biggest financial frauds in Wall Street history, lawyers have already secured $14.5 billion of the estimated $17.5 billion investors put into Madoff's sham investment business. On Wall Street, the Dow up 25 points to 34,600. The NASDAQ up 19 to 13,756, and the S&P 500 higher 6 points to 4,208. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Chicago Cubs hit the road, having won 9 of 10, and didn't skip a beat, beating San Diego 6-1. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo, who had 3 hits, talks about being in first in the NL Central.
I think it's just a lot of good guys in the clubhouse first and foremost. I know we are in first in the standings, but there's a long, long way to go.
East leader New York beat Arizona 7-6. Arizona starter Madison Bumgarner lasted just 2 innings, giving up 5 earned runs on 8 hits. He says his left shoulder needs another MRI.
I thought it was going to get better and go away sooner. It's gotten worse.
LA put up 11 runs in the first inning on their way to a 14-3 rout of St. Louis. Washington beat Atlanta 5-3. Philadelphia at Cincinnati rained out. American League, it was Baltimore 6-3 over Minnesota. The Birds won for the second straight time since a 14-game losing skid. New York beat Tampa Bay 4-3. The Yanks had lost 6-7 before winning the past 2 games against the AL East leading Rays. A 5-run third gave Oakland a 6-0 win over Seattle. This is SRN Sports. Framber Valdez struck out 10 in Houston's 2-1 win over Boston. The Red Sox have lost 5 of 8. Chicago at Cleveland was rained out. Italy league action, Toronto scored 3 in the bottom of the ninth to improve to 2-0 in their temporary home in Buffalo, defeating Miami 6-5. It was Colorado 6, Texas 3, the Rangers' 14th straight road loss. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat Washington 129-112. It was Atlanta 103, New York 89, Utah 126, Memphis 110. The 76ers, Hawks, and Jazz all win the series in 5 games. Dallas took a 3-2 series lead with a 105-100 win over the LA Clippers. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal won their second-round opener 5-3 over Winnipeg. Mikko Rantanen scored the power play goal in overtime as Colorado beat Vegas 3-2 for a 2-0 series lead. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur has no update on the Aaron Rodgers drama.
You know, we'd love him to be here, and, you know, hopefully we'll see him Tuesday.
Packers mandatory minicamp starts Tuesday. A Rodgers no-show means a $93,000 fine. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: time may be a great healer, but it's also a lousy beautician. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.